Welcome to the Passive Aggressive Podcast, everyone. I'm comedian Bobby Haha. To my left, comedian Ben Rosenfeld. And in the middle, Rob Puncher.
Yeah.
Our special guest today, Rob Puncher.
Yes.
Notorious gaylord from Europe. Notorious European gaylord.
Nope. Not my credit.
Well, that's what I'm giving you as a credit. I give what I see in the papers.
What
in the
paper?
Magazine.
What
and
paper
the magazine.
Did you read?
And the magazines.
Well,
the Gay Blood magazine.
I think what happens is Bobby's learned how to use, like, Paint on his iPad.
And
he
made
just makes his own headlines, and he believes those are papers.
Yeah.
We have
it's
comedian...
It's good that you're reading, actually. I'm just happy.
Right, exactly. You should be glad for that.
We have comedian Robert Puncher back. Last time he was here, Robert Haha, as he is otherwise known, Bobby Haha, was MIA, so Puncher actually saved the show. Otherwise, it would have been me talking for 45 minutes, and nobody wants that.
Nobody wants that? No one. You're welcome, by the way, Bobby. I saved your podcast.
You didn't save anything.
Yeah, I carried that up.
I was on my way.
I think that you were intimidated of me.
You didn't call me for over 2 days.
Listen, I'm not intimidated of no other gay dudes. No other gay dudes. These blonde-headed gay dudes, they come in here. They think because they're little pretty boys, they're going to come shake their ass, and I'm supposed to not say anything about them being late. Yeah, he was 15 minutes late, 20 minutes late.
I was building suspense.
Yeah.
All right, on to the topics.
By the way, you didn't send me any topics ahead of time, did you?
Yeah, no.
I just looked at this list.
No,
and
you don't
decipher
your
handwriting. I had like
no, Rob, we don't
seconds.
Do that. We don't do that. We go by the topics immediately.
You
don't care.
Expect me
the,
to like
the
know
reason
what's
I don't send you a
world.
List in advance is because at 12, if we record at 1 at 12:50, I'm on my computer seeing what's in the news.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we want to be as
current
and
no
relevant.
One, nobody is prepared.
Yeah, but, no. We only.
That's what we do here. This news organization is we are not prepared. That's our motto.
But unlike regular news, we admit. That we're not prepared.
Right, and we just lie basically just like they do.
I read the headlines, whichever ones catch my eye, I put on this list, and then we make up theories about them as we go through.
That's cool
exactly.
For me to just make up
everything. Yeah, you don't have to base anything in facts, as long as it's
yeah.
somewhat...
As long as you say it directly with a firm...
confidence.
Right, confidence,
own...
and throw in some numbers like 93%, 46%, things like that.
Alright, got it.
Somewhat confident.
I'd say scientist and this and that. They agree with you on the study.
Yeah, we're
they did a study. NASA did a study on this. Blah blah blah. And that's the way it goes.
Basically, Bobby and I are practicing to be the next Brian Williams.
Right.
Nice.
Matter of fact, he helped us get the show together in the first place.
There you go. I believe that fact. There is conviction behind it.
Yeah.
Next topic: Rand Paul declares his run as a Republican presidential candidate.
He's got no fucking shot. He's an idiot.
You know, like 96% of Americans said he's an idiot, and then
yeah,
46 agreed with that.
You don't even have to say that; they already know. It's like, Rand Paul.
I think he's less insane than Ted Cruz.
Listen, none of them have a chance. Hillary's going to win.
Yeah, but the Republicans need
really
a candidate.
Hillary's going to win.
She can't lose. Who the fuck is going to?
That's
be
what
that?
They said last time, and then Obama came out of nowhere and schooled her.
She was Democrat. Democrat. She gave it up to him anyway, on purpose.
I don't think it was on purpose.
Yeah,
she didn't want to. She didn't want to.
The Bilderbergs, the people they wanted to put up a black president for a while, even though he's half black. He's not even black at all. But they just wanted to show it to the black people to appease people of color that oh yeah, we can put a dark president in. It's all bullshit to calm the country down.
To restate what Bobby just said in more.
Not even to calm the women down by putting Hillary in.
You're saying there was a conspiracy to put in Obama so that there wouldn't be a race riot. That's what you basically said.
There's no conspiracy. They just did it. They did it. They run the world. Pal, when are you going to wake up? Jerk off.
It's like a nice way to attract like socially sensitive voters who wouldn't vote otherwise to put in someone just a little bit different.
Right.
Sorry, I'm not close enough to the mic for you. So you think they're going to do the same thing for Hillary then? Because she's
well,
woman?
She's, yeah,
they
can of course. Well, exactly.
Be that exciting social move?
Exactly. So they can say, oh, the United States is, you know, big progressive company. Look, we had a black president. We had a female president. Lick these balls, America.
You know, Bobby said America's a progressive company by accident, but I actually like
it's
it.
It's a company.
I don't disagree, Bobby. I actually like the concept of calling
it's
America...
It's a large corporation.
I like the idea very well.
That's made up of people.
I might put it into my stand-up since you don't do, you know, social stand-up.
Yeah, it's good. It's
America Co. I like that.
Right, you can have it.
Thank you.
Because you can't come up with material on your own, so I got to do it for you.
Yeah, Bobby Haha is my writer, which is why Nobody knows
such highbrow stuff in your act there. Yeah. It's all Bobby behind the scenes.
They're talking about cocktails.
He saves the Asian boys for himself. He'll give you all the politics, all the money you want.
I could talk about tsunamis as long as they're not anal tsunamis.
I've seen those.
An anal tsunami?
Oof. You don't want that coming.
I thought that was your nickname.
No, anal tsunamis, you know, when they have diarrhea on you. Breathe. All the mudslides. It's a lot of different things.
What's the earthquake?
No, there's no such thing as an earthquake. That's bullshit.
When their ass cracks in half.
No, you see, now you're talking disgusting. That's disgusting, Ben.
That's where the line is. Okay, I'm sorry.
That is horrible, man.
You're grossing out.
You got
Bobby,
no manners, man. People get grossed out. This is a good family news show, man. Stop the bullshit.
I apologize, Bobby. Here's what I do find interesting.
Apologize to the listeners, not me.
I'm sorry, listeners.
Thank you.
What I do find interesting, Bobby, is the more crazy the candidate is, the more, like, right-wing, the sooner they declare their run for presidency. Whereas, like, when did the caucus election start? Like, January?
Iowa caucus?
Yeah,
and
all that shit.
New Hampshire's first in Iowa. The New Hampshire caucus is in, I think, late January, early February.
Or maybe July, or...
Early January,
I guess
February.
This is something we could look up instead of guess.
No, it's early February. Or late January.
Okay. He sends enough conviction that I put my phone away.
Right, it sounds pretty good.
Yeah. My point being is, like, more mainstream candidates hold off a little for their announcement.
Well, Hillary has to declare
within
the next
few weeks. They work the back channels, get their campaign funding in order.
Hillary has to declare within the next few days, I think it's the next week or so, because when she rented a building in Brooklyn.
Yeah, I saw that.
And once she rented that building, it says, paid for by headquarters for the presidential run.
Right.
So once she does that, she's putting money out of her account. She has to declare herself for president within 2 weeks of that doing that by putting something on paper that is a presidential candidate.
I don't know anything about political campaign.
It's been
laws.
Like very clear that she was planning on running for a lot. It's well, like no secret, right?
No,
and
I don't
that's
think
just the official.
It's
step
the official. But that was my point. Is like the fringe candidates, they just declare. Whereas the more mainstream ones, first, they work all the back channels, get their funding.
Name one mainstream Republican candidate.
Jeb Bush.
He's not even mainstream. He's an idiot.
He's an idiot, but he's mainstream. He's
he
no
just declared
threat.
Himself as when he on the voting, on his voting thing, as Hispanic.
He's an idiot, but he is a mainstream candidate where he actually has a chance of being the candidate if not elected.
He has no chance of being elected.
He's going against Hillary.
Oh, the rest of his family, they fix it somehow like they did last time.
I don't know. I think if he's going against Hillary, it's like, hey, do you want to lose your right leg or your left hand? That's how I view that election. Assuming you're a righty, you know, vice versa. Like your non-dominant hand.
You're already in the hole. Stop. You're getting worse in the hole. The listeners don't want to hear that.
Next topic. Duke versus Wisconsin. NCAA. March Madness. Duke won.
Yep.
I don't like Duke. I don't like the fans. They get obnoxious.
The North Carolina?
Yeah.
Are you guys bracket guys? Did you have a bracket?
I clicked ESPN when I was drunk one night to have a bracket, but it didn't.
Do you follow Bob?
No, I don't give a fuck about Duke and these motherfuckers. All these frat boy raping motherfuckers, they can go fuck themselves. You look like one of them fucking frat boys. You raped a fucking couple of boys when you was in school.
No comment. No, actually, no. Why did I say no comment? No, I did not.
You
didn't
just make yourself.
Comment. No,
you
I did
fraternity.
Not. No,
you
I was
seem,
not in a fraternity.
You seem very guilty now.
So you got raped by fraternity guys when you were drunk one night.
No.
At a party.
No. I wasn't a party guy in school. I was doing comedy.
I started comedy same time.
I dropped out of college to do stand-up.
Okay. So he did what I did, but with undergrad.
Right.
You dropped out of grad school for it?
Yeah.
I thought you finished your degree. Man, you're an idiot, Ben.
Wisconsin, which was second place in the tournament, one of their four losses this year was to Rutgers, who are terrible at basketball, but they beat a Final Two team. That was the main reason I put that topic on, is to work a Rutgers angle in.
Is that the school you dropped out of?
No, that's the one I finished.
Oh, okay. All right, see,
the school I dropped out of doesn't have any D1 teams, which is probably why I dropped out.
Same with me, dude.
No, you dropped out because you're an idiot. You weren't smart enough to get the PhD from Caltech. That's what it was.
I prefer comedy.
That's why your mother wants to kill you right now to this day. Because comedy don't prefer either one of you guys.
Oh, yeah, by the way,
school.
This is also your comedy intervention, Robert. Bobby just tells you to quit comedy until you cry or the podcast ends.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say anything, but you were crying right now. Yeah, I was going to let it slide because it's podcast, but
he was crying.
Tears,
he was
like, out of his eyes.
I did.
His cheeks. I kind of feel bad, but it's funny how quickly you just went to tears.
I got a soft spot.
Hey, there goes Ben's girlfriend just walked by, everybody. She's very nice.
Next topic. National Beer Day. Not Beard Day, Bobby and Robert.
I don't have a beard. Beer Day. I have a goatee.
No, I meant in your gay speak beard. That was the joke.
What do you mean a gay speak beard? What does beard mean in gay speak?
That's when a gay gentleman has a wife or girlfriend, like Tom Cruise, to cover up.
How do you know Tom Cruise is gay? Did you ever suck
you
his dick?
You told me.
I didn't say anything. You ever suck his dick?
I have never
sucked. You ever suck his fucking balls? So if you didn't, how are you going to tell me about Tom Cruise unless you had sex with the guy? Just because he's a Scientologist and he came out with that movie, don't just fucking knock the guy. That's disgusting. I never made comments about Tom Cruise being gay. You're fucking thinking about that yourself. When you were watching him in that fucking Mission Impossible, you were thinking about licking his balls. So that's your own fantasy, my friend. Don't put it on the listeners out there unless you have facts to prove it up. This is a news show.
None of us can keep a straight face. Beer Day, do any of you...
I admire your resilience on this podcast, Ben.
Yeah, no,
this is episode 98 or 97.
I don't drink beer, no, Ben.
Of you just powering through.
Oh, yeah, and I bring back the topic after we go off on a ball-sucking tangent.
Yeah. No, I don't drink beer.
I do, but not super frequently. When is beer day? When is it?
Today.
Today? I'll have a beer today. I'll do it.
I'm not.
I like fancy beers, but I don't like how I... gain weight when I drink them. So I try not to. White wine, chilled white wine is going to be my drink of choice all summer this year because I want to watch my figure.
As most feminine thing I've ever heard you say, dude.
How about if I piss in a beer bottle, you'll drink that, though. If I pee in a beer bottle, you'll drink that, you filthy animal. That'll be a fancy beer for you.
Scientists, keyword for Bobby, scientists have invented an aluminum battery that recharges in 1 minute.
That's what those are the guys from, what's that company? Tesla. They made the Tesla car.
Was it Tesla? I thought it was a different one.
Okay, but I thought it was that guy. What's his name?
Tesla?
No, the guy that owns Tesla. That owns the Tesla car company. He's a guy from the internet. He owns a rocket ship company too now.
Is that the Virgin guy?
No, not Virgin. The other guy.
Richard?
Not Richard Branson. Different. No, okay. Richard Branson's Virgin. We're talking about the other guy.
Oh, no. I can contribute this. I just read something on the way over here in a magazine about Tesla, where the state of Nevada just gave them a huge tax break if they moved the company back there, because I guess they'd left at a certain point. So they cut away, I know the numbers, man, I read this on the way over. It was there was a $90 billion budget to use towards the film industry in Nevada, and they cut it down to $10 million and applied... that excess would it
you
be
mean 80? 90 million to 10 million yeah not, not 90 billion
which million
okay. Eli Musk million. Is the guy's name Eli Musk I didn't even look it up Eli Musk
Tesla just got this huge tax break to move back into Nevada and operate all their business out of there.
Well, I like the way they run the company. Try to save people money by not having private people have their car dealerships, but in New York and a lot of states they won't let them. That's why they don't like to sell them, because they let you buy directly from the company. And they say, no, in New York, you can only sell through car dealerships.
You can buy
certain state laws.
From the warehouse?
From the warehouse you can order, but in some states they won't let them do that, including New York.
Yeah, well, it's that whole stupid protectionism thing where they protect the old industry till it gets cannibalized anyway. It's just the inevitable.
But he's trying to save the consumer money, this guy Musk.
Yeah.
That's why he's coming up with batteries that last longer and that'll be cheaper.
And rechargeable.
For the consumer, yeah.
I do feel it's only...
How long does the battery last, you know?
Well, I think it's 300 miles right now. You get 300 miles on one charge.
Oh, was that the aluminum battery was for cars? I thought it was for phones.
No, they have it for... It's going to be for phones, for cars, for everything.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's
cool. You can use them for everything. Just like the one they coming up with the roads. By using the... when instead of using regular paving for the roads, which is still making it real strong, and they won't get potholes or anything, is the things you put on your roof, like to charge it up. What do you call those things?
Like solar panels?
Solar panels. Yeah. Solar panel roads. And every time the sun shines, you're building up energy.
Yeah.
And it's a little expensive now, but it'll in the future, it'll keep cities charged.
It's also, I can't imagine car dealers existing in, like, 10 years. Like, they should just have showrooms where you test drive the cars that you want to test drive, and then you order on the internet, you know? And cut out that whole middleman nonsense.
The car dealership would be the showroom.
Right, right. But I'm saying, but there's no, like, car salesman there. None of that negotiation bullshit. Just like you get insurance quotes online, all of that. You should do the same with cars. Mm. Like the technology is there that you should.
No, but they want. They know how to bullshit you. They want to bullshit you.
Guys. Right, but I'm saying they should just the first car company that eliminates those guys, they'll make more money, and the rest will have to follow suit.
Well, that's what Tesla's trying to do, but in a different way, where you order directly from the company.
Right, right,
yeah.
But I'm saying the other big manufacturers will have to follow suit eventually.
Right. Cutting down cost.
Yeah. Next topic. Edward Snowden, my favorite...
Well, they put a statue up there in Brooklyn.
Two topics for Snowden, yeah. Yes. The first one is they put a statue up in Brooklyn for Snowden, and they took it down already, apparently.
Oh, right away. Like, it was within a couple of hours.
Bullshit.
But they got a video on it. They put the video out. They put his statue on top of... a thing for the Revolutionary War on top of that statue.
Oh, they put it on top of another statue?
Not a statue, but the thing. It's the concrete thing. So they put it on top of there. Okay. 100-pound bust of Edward Snowden to put his name underneath Snowden.
This was a city-sanctioned statue they put up or just a group of
No. They put up in the middle of the night and videotaped it while they had masks on. Uh-huh. So you didn't know who they were, this group of artists, to put up Snowden like he's a hero.
Uh-huh. He is a hero. Because he
exposed what they're doing with the government spying on everybody.
Yeah. But I guess if they did it in a public park without permission, I'm taking it down.
People think it's disrespectful.
If it's on top of the
Revolutionary Memorial.
Died.
It's the Revolutionary War. Ooh, that was a long time ago.
If they had just put it up in, like, their own pedestal, not blocking anything else, then I think they should just leave it there.
They're not going to leave it there.
If that works, I would put up a statue of myself so quickly.
The guy is a wanted criminal by the United States of America for espionage, and you think they're going to leave a statue of the guy up there? No, Ben. That's not going to happen.
He deserves a statue.
I like the idea of setting precedent, though, of just people can put up statues.
You deserve an Oscar, too. Shoved up your rectum.
The other Edward Snowden thing this week was he was interviewed on the John Oliver show. I didn't see that.
Yeah, don't say nothing about it because I want to watch it.
I watched the episode last night.
Okay, I want to watch it when I get home. So please don't say nothing about it, asshole.
It was fantastic,
okay,
Bobby,
but please don't say nothing because I still want to listen to it.
You can still watch
don't
it.
Don't fucking blow up for people, Ben, because you're an asshole.
Can you talk a little bit louder for me?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, it's because some people didn't see it yet.
It just came on last night. So I wanted to see that. I saw the thing about it. Somebody posted it on Facebook about the John Oliver story. So I want to see it because I was busy banging somebody last night. I guess he was a Chinese boy.
I thought it was a Dominican.
That was the other day.
How many partners did you have this week, Bobby?
I don't know, about five.
About five?
Yeah, I think four or five.
That's a good number.
How do you
impressive numbers.
Well, what's impressive is even... I understand lifetime you have no idea and you estimate, but within a week, you'd think you'd know...
I forget sometimes.
What's your strategy? Like, do you go places and pick up
guys? No, 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 no. Why on the internet? They come in and like, it's like ordering Chinese food. It's so easy. Yeah, come over to the house and bring an egg roll, too. No, the General Chow, nothing.
General Tso's horse.
I don't eat General Chow's. Too spicy, nasty shit. I only have good, clean Chinese boys. What are you kidding? I have one from Chicago.
Came the whole way from Chicago for the Bobby Hutt.
Did he fly for you? Didn't you have one that flew in from somewhere and you just sent him away because you overslept?
Yeah, I did. That was the worst, that one. Well, he didn't fly in. He took a bus from upstate New York or something. and the guy was at the bus station waiting for like 8 hours.
Do you have like great reviews on these sites or something?
No, but here's the deal. They leave instantly. Like once I finish banging them, I start talking a lot, even while I'm having sex. The other day I was talking about
Bobby basically does the podcast while he's having sex, but doesn't record it. But he just keeps talking.
No, I talk about sciences. I talked about math the other day while I was banging again.
Now, is this just the technique to last longer or no?
No, I last long anyway. But the thing is, I just like talking about different subjects and things.
Is it conversation, or do you just lecture them while fucking them in the asshole?
It's kind of like...
are they engaged in the conversation?
Some of them are engaged, but some of them...
Are they just regretting every decision in their life that led them up to that moment?
Exactly. That the decision that they came over to Bobby Oz. But the sex is good, because they stay for the rest of the sex. But once they you know...
And they learn something.
Right, and once they get off, they're out the door, because they said, this thing is over. But Bobby Oz is pretty good in the sack, you know.
Yeah. We know only because you've said it thousands of times on this podcast.
Listen, if you can't toot your own horn, whose horn can you toot? You know what I mean?
Little Asian boys.
I've tooted plenty of other ones, my friend.
Next topic.
You have to, I heard. You want to stay away from him and go for the fucking...
You gotta give me like a 15-second
Yeah, go back for the other blonde boys there. The old
he's dating a hot Australian supermodel.
Yeah, yeah. One of those.
What's his name?
Oscar
Petraeus.
Oscar
Petraeus.
It's a
I know he's a South African male, but what the fuck is same
no,
thing?
No,
no. The same thing as Australian fucking woman.
Oh, no, I wasn't going to correct you
on that.
I have
no legs anyway, the fucking guy.
I wasn't going to correct you on that. I was going to correct you that it's a female.
How do you know?
I've met her.
Did you ever see the cock?
She's very nice.
Did you look between the legs and see what she has?
I've never given her an examination.
Well, you see, that's why you don't know. But I've been a tranny action, a little tranny action there. Right, Robert?
I've seen.
I've seen.
I know that there's no penis, and I can vouch.
I believe in you. I believe in you, but Ben should make a statement unless he knows. He was talking about Tom Cruise before and doesn't know, unless he blew Tom Cruise, which I think he might have.
I like that we don't have to fact check when the Iowa caucus is. But whether Robert's girlfriend has a penis or not, we gotta
see. The New Hampshire caucus is before the Iowa caucus. The New Hampshire caucus is first, then Iowa. Would you like to wager on that, jerk off?
No, but I do think they should have all the primaries on the same day. Because you get these bullshit leads.
Well, that's
like,
not a primary, it's a caucus.
But I'm... No, it's a primary. What's the difference?
It's a difference because they go by a group in a room.
It's
a caucus. In each place, in each little room.
Why do they let these little groups of idiots decide anything?
Because
it seems anti-democratic.
People aren't like they're representatives, like they're elected representatives, aren't they? To do the voting. It's not just a random selection of people.
No, it's random voters.
Is it really a random pool?
Why? That whole primary system seems screwed up and in need of change. And the other thing is each state keeps moving up their primary date. So that they get more news coverage, because the first five or ten, that's where you get all your momentum.
Yeah.
So it should just be like a national primary day instead of all this bullshit state-to-state nonsense.
But you said earlier how they have, like, it seems a super oddball candidates always announced first. That's probably for a similar reason, where they're so obscure. If they're just one of the first guys, then they'll at least get that first 2 weeks of media coverage, give them a little bit of a lead.
Yeah, if it wasn't for the primaries, New Hampshire and Iowa, no one would even know that state exists.
No, actually,
North Dakota, South Dakota, perfect example. They don't have an early primary. How often are they mentioned?
She really doesn't have a penis, though. Like, it's a vagina, and it's a nice one. Good. I don't want to talk too much about it, but I just want to make it very clear.
You can talk about it more.
I'll let you next topic.
Well, let's talk about her vagina.
You know, she's a nice girl, and I don't want to, like...
Right. You want to talk about it here?
Have Ted Teddyman hit me up about it.
Oh, Ted Teddyman's a freak. I think he's a serial killer. I think he's the one that buried those 11 people in Long Island on that fucking roadway there.
Teddy will be tweeting. If there's one thing I know about Teddy, it's he will be tweeting about Robert Puncher's girlfriend's vagina.
I know, and now he knows.
He's a weirdo, that Ted the Teddy.
Next topic.
Is he going to be here for the 100th episode?
I don't know, because he's a weird motherfucker, that guy.
We hope so. We've invited him.
You had him in your apartment.
Twice. Maybe three times. I wrote a bit about it. next topic. Washington, D.C. has a major blackout right now. We were low on topics, so I started checking the news as we're on air.
There you go.
The White House is apparently dark because of power outage in D.C. leaves White House in dark. I thought they would have power generators.
They have their own generators.
But it's a New York Daily News
headline,
so
they got spent line generators. It's all bullshit.
I guess it takes 5 or 10 minutes to transition to generator power. I don't know how that works.
Listen, they have their own private generators in there. That's bullshit. Get to the next topic.
Oh, yeah, Bobby not only makes up news, but whenever you find actual headlines, he just declares them as bullshit.
he says them authoritatively enough, like, all right, I'll just move on.
Well, did you know that they give phony stories in the news?
Yeah, that's not journalism. That's what I was saying.
That's not journalism. It's fucking bullshit. Like the World Trade Center. Like, the Arabs really did. Get the fuck out of here.
Journalism's also business.
Yeah, the United States government fucking
stories,
did it.
That's what will sell the ads, what will make you the money.
It's all clickbait. And this leads in perfectly to the next topic, University of Virginia suing Rolling Stone magazine.
Oh, because she lied about the rape story.
Heard a made-up rape story.
Right.
Luckily for Rolling Stone, they're a print magazine, so they have no money left.
Right.
Got him. Boom.
And they're not firing anybody either. Tweet I had they're yet. Not even firing anybody because of it. So they're going to... They said the house that they did it to,
the fraternity house?
Yeah,
Doesn't matter.
Get
to your point.
Abscala Lascom, or Suck My Balls one.
Suck My Balls.
It's all in Latin anyway. Like, yeah. Suck My Balls in Greek.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Anus Pullis. Go
on. Yeah, Anus Pullis on this is. So what happened was, the Rolling Stone said they're not going to fire the girl that did it, even though she said she made a mistake. But they said they're thinking of suing her. Of course they're going to sue her for slander.
Yeah, but that's the thing. When a story seems too juicy, it's the journalism move these days. You post it first, apologize later after you've got 3 million views on a Twitter trend.
Mm-hmm.
Right, the best
you have a second story whenever you get to it.
Yeah, you look a little bad, but you move more print.
The best is that guy on Oprah when he wrote that book, A Million Little Pieces, and Oprah had him on. He sold like 80 zillion books. Then he actually came back on again. And Oprah made him apologize like a dog.
Yeah, but he
I
still...
I thought, lick my balls, you fat bitch.
He still kept the money. No one gave the money back.
He gave some money back or something. I don't know what it was, but...
It does bring up a good question.
I would let Oprah tell me shit.
It brings up an interesting
question. I'd
love
to hear an interview Oprah and Bobby Hutton.
If you knew you'd sell, like, $10 million worth of books or t-shirts or whatever...
I would not do it.
And then you had to get raped through the public coals, but you got to keep the money. Would you go through with it?
I wouldn't.
Punch?
I have integrity. I do.
I wouldn't sell something that was bullshit to begin with.
That's what we're saying. We will do it. Ben would do it because he has no integrity. He's a fucking animal. He's a filthy fucking animal who dropped out of grad school.
You wouldn't go through with it?
And he's a Russian, too.
Well, I wouldn't have anything. The issue is that it was a bullshit story and it wasn't factual. I wouldn't have that product to sell in the first place. Like, if I was given the opportunity it would be something.
Let's say you write a memoir about your high school wrestling, but to make it juicier, you make it college wrestling.
Right, and you say you was a champion in the college and everything.
I just wouldn't do that. That's what I'm saying. No, I would not do that.
See, he has integrity too, but all people here, two out of three people here have integrity.
I didn't say I do it.
Yes, you did. Just right, look at you. The people can't see your face right now, but you have that sneaky ass, running, filthy, cannibalistic fucking face where you're just looking at a fucking serial killer motherfucker. And you're going to lie about it.
I mean, the thing is, America and American journalism loves to build up heroes and then destroy them. That's the American way.
That's how I stopped journalism for comedy. I have the excuse to make things exciting and funny.
Wow. This was another topic. Russell Peters said that the new Daily Show host is a joke thief.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was quoted earlier today. What's his name?
Russell Peters.
No.
Trevor Noah.
Russell Peters said Trevor Noah is a... plagiarizer. Stole some of his jokes.
He's a plagiarizer.
I guess he used the word borrowed, but he said stole.
Well, is there, like, proof of it?
I guess he did. If he made a statement like that, he must have it on.
It doesn't seem, if you're that big, it doesn't seem like you'd randomly fire shots. Uh-huh. And he named some other guy that he stole from, too, allegedly. I don't know.
It's an interesting thing in comedy in general where people can have very similar jokes, but I'd have to hear them side by side and hear if it's the same bit or if it's the same idea.
I'd agree, but I think you also don't go around throwing out that accusation if you... I wouldn't go around publicly saying shit like that unless you're like, here's the bit I was doing, here's his bit, it's the same fucking thing. Yeah, I mean, there's obviously parallel thinking, but, you know, I don't know.
About this here? I just said that Stephen Hawking squares off with God, saying the universe, since it's still creating itself, and there's still being stars being formed and everything, that God couldn't have created.
What's God say?
He hasn't commented, so I guess maybe he's out of town.
Well, there is the theory, I think some religious people have put forward the theory that God created the first thing, which was like embedded everything with, inside it, and then it springs and creates.
But then
there's barely room for what God does, other than it creating the first thing and then disappearing.
Yeah, it's all bullshit. First of all, the Ten Commandments is first of all bullshit. If you're God, you created the universe. What are the first three commandments? Thou shalt not have other gods in front of me. Thou shalt not worship idols and all that. Who the fuck cares if you're God? Who will people worship because you're bigger than all of them? Why would you make a rule like that if you're really a God that controls everything? You don't need to make it. It's just like with the Passover. Now, you're Jewish, right? Okay, I'm nothing against Jewish people, but here's the thing. Oh, yeah, in Egypt, he killed the firstborn son. No, he's going to go kill the firstborn son, this loving God, instead of killing the people who's actually doing the crime. Get the fuck out of here. It's all nonsense, these books. And you listen to them.
Well, someone might have killed all the firstborn kids. Maybe the Jews wanted to get out, so they decided to kill all the
Egyptians. Yeah, they put the goat's blood on the door and all that bullshit. Yeah.
No, I'm saying it could have been guerrilla warfare.
Let me
talk, Bobby.
I'm not letting you talk, you're an idiot.
A lot of those biblical stories, I feel, have some sort of truth, but then they get spun to whatever purposes.
Right, to the religious purposes.
I think it's completely plausible that a guerrilla group of Jews that wanted to get out of Egypt, they all plotted together to mark their doors, and then they went into the other buildings and killed all the Egyptians' kids. To be like, you better let us the fuck out or we're going to kill you too. Some gangsters.
No, why wouldn't they just kill the fucking people instead of kill the babies?
Because it hurts more.
No.
Because when you've been enslaved,
they weren't enslaved at the time.
They were literally enslaved.
No, they were not. It's proven that they were never enslaved.
The Jews
in
built
Egypt.
The fucking pyramids.
No,
moron.
It was not. No, it was not. It's all bullshit. The fucking aliens built the pyramids. You fucking I watched that show, Ancient Alien Astronauts.
They should change your name from Bobby Haha to Bobby Bullshit today, because you keep calling everything bullshit.
Yeah, let's call God Petty a little bit ago.
What?
Call God Petty.
Who did?
Ew.
There's no God.
Ben, you're actually religious, though. Like, you're practicing Jewish, yeah?
No.
Oh, you're not practicing?
No, he don't
you're
believe
just playing devil's
He don't believe in God anyway.
I believe there might be a universal energy, but nothing that's day-to-day. Nothing in the Judeo-Christian controlling you sense. There might be a...
Energy.
An energy or
something. I think we're all part of that energy. That's what I believe in. We're all part of an energy.
But the most interesting thing I read in big-ass book, Conversations with God, Neil Donald Walsh, where it's like basically we're all part of a whole thing, but the only way to experience it is to be separate from it, and then you go back to it, but once you're like not you...
Oh, the vortex. You're part of the vortex.
You don't really exist once you're not you, but you're part of a global, of a general energy thing.
Right.
I could buy that, but there's also no... that doesn't do any... There's no beliefs associated with it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
There's also been, like... I read some near-death... Some neuroscientist who was, like, brain-dead for 2 weeks. Where he had, like, his experiences about near-death. Where he's, like... It's not him, but it's just this, like, general feeling that wraps you. Which kind of matches up with that.
That's interesting.
But it's not... I don't believe... I believe
but that's
organized
harder, so much more broad and
right. I believe organized religion.
It's easier to use organized religion because they have the stories
controls,
and the characters.
And organized religion is just a form of control. What happens is once a society gets large enough that you don't know everyone, like when you're a hunter gatherer, there's 100 people in your tribe. You know everyone. You don't need. You can trust them because if they fuck up, they're out. They're on their own. They starve. They die. If you're in a society of 5,000 or 10,000 people, you don't know everyone. You need to have a general set of beliefs and guidelines
rules,
that everyone follows in order so that the society survives. And if it's, instead of because the king said so, because this mystical power said so, people are more likely to follow it. Anthropologists have done studies, it's actually in Guns, Germs, and Steel, Jared Diamond book, where basically once a society hits a certain number of population, religion and priests become a thing. Whereas below that, they don't really care about it.
And that's across the globe, various religions,
various times.
Number.
There's just always, once you hit I think it's around 5,000 people, once a society crosses that threshold, there becomes religion, organized religion. They would always have, like, the Great Make or whatever. Mm. But, like, a priest class in organized religion appears right around 5,000 people in order to control that society, to keep people in line when you don't know everyone.
Right, they can't keep me in line. Those molested bastards.
Unless it's a glory hole line.
I don't do that kind of thing.
That's good. That's,
disgusting.
You've never gotten a glory hole?
No, Ben, you see, that's why you always talk disgusting stuff on the show. You know, this is a good family news show, and you always got to bring up something disgusting. No, I just have straight homosexual sex with people that walk through my front door. I don't need to go to glory holes and tap people's foot in the bathrooms or none of that shit. They walk right through my front door just like your girlfriend walks through your front door.
Your thoughts on God, Robert?
Which Robert are you talking to?
Puncher.
I like that whole energy theory. I'm agnostic, leaning towards atheist. So I was like raised Christian, never really connected with the church, never really liked organized religion, but I definitely see the value of it, where a lot of people just need that reason to be good.
The more simple-minded you are, the more you need religion.
Maybe. I also know very, very intelligent religious people who have found their ways to validate everything, and there is that little bit of
there is no way to validate. If you look inside, you cannot prove it. No one can ever prove the existence of God.
That's what some people really like about it, though, is that there is, like, this something that they don't know.
Still we don't know, because the universe keeps getting bigger and bigger. And so there goes your God right out the window there. Mm-hmm. But this is what I'm trying to say here. You cannot prove it at all. You're wasting time worshiping the boogeyman.
Mm-hmm. That's what the definition of faith is, belief in something you cannot prove. And some people take solace in having that faith. I personally don't have any one figure.
Faith is idiots that cannot prove anything, so they say they have faith.
I will say, if you just practice your religion quietly and you don't try to convert over people and you just...
Oh, they love to convert people, these motherfuckers.
That's the worst part of it.
But if you just...
They'll pray for you.
If you go, you have your beliefs, you practice them quietly, you do your thing, and then you don't fuck people over.
If it makes you
people,
be good, why not? If that's
it doesn't
yours,
make people be good. It makes you become worse. Look at all these Christian people that want to be... Like, oh, God, Jesus said, love thy neighbor, they love thyself. They hate every motherfucker.
Yeah, they fuck up gay marriage, they do all these things.
They hate blacks, they hate whatever's convenient for them to hate, they hate.
And then they
but they're not supposed to be selfish, they do that. And they all celebrate the Sabbath on Sunday, which is the first day of the week. Tell me what the fuck, that's wrong right there.
I like how we went from discrimination.
If God waits 6 days and he rested on the seventh day, how come they all celebrate the Sabbath on Sunday, the Christians? Tell me that. That's the first day of the week. So God rested on the first day of the week. And then the world wasn't created by him.
Are we now arguing calendars?
Not arguing. That's the truth.
That's the fact.
Sunday is the first day of the week. Why do they celebrate? You're supposed to be rested on the seventh day, which is Sunday.
I mean, all days are arbitrary construction.
Listen, time. Whatever. So is time.
Right.
Right. I go by the time and space continuum. I warped it into a fucking wormhole. How about that?
Here's a fun headline. Microsoft looking to hire autistic employees.
Yeah, well, 10% of them are savants, so that's pretty good.
Well, I think a lot of computer programmers...
I was known as a pseudo-intellect.
A lot of computer programmers are known to be on the spectrum, so this seems like an Onion headline, but it's from the Daily News.
That's funny. That's like the specific ad.
The Onion is probably better news than the Daily News.
Now I'll click the actual article.
The Onion is probably better news than the Daily News.
Where is Microsoft advertising? That could be a...
Listen, Ben, you're supposed to be leaving a blank space here if you're standing there.
It doesn't say where they're advertising.
You should have all your facts or your bullshit lined up before you say it. 98% of the people agree with Microsoft on that subject. They should hire autistic people by Microsoft. It might help them.
You know, 46% of autistic people are half computer themselves.
Yeah. I read about that.
Uh-huh.
In the scientific journal.
As the most autistic person on the spectrum, your mathematics are off.
Yeah, you are pretty autistic, dude.
Slightly. I'm probably on the spectrum.
Right.
All right. User tweets. Why not?
Yeah.
Here's Teddy.
We have our first one from @LewisMitchell86. He says, the PA pod. How's it going, guys?
Wait a minute. Those Ben's girlfriend leaving the apartment now. Leaving the studio here.
The PA pod, Lewis Mitchell says. How's it going, guys? Got any funny Easter stories?
No.
What is Easter?
It was Sunday.
Oh, so I banged the guy on Easter. Is that an Easter story?
Did he come back from the dead?
Uh-huh. No, my cock went dead, and it didn't come back again.
He didn't resurrect it?
No, not until the next day. Somebody else had to resurrect it.
Okay, next one, from Ted Teddy Man.
There he is.
There he is. He was out for a couple weeks. We missed you, Teddy, and I'm actually disappointed you only sent one tweet this week. He says,
very disappointed.
A lot what a Bobby Haha sauna session must be like. And then he links me to an article where the headline says, NYPD detective is stripped of his badge and gun and thrown out of elite terror division after enraged meltdown against Uber driver caught on camera.
So what does that have to do with a sauna, a session in my sauna?
I think he imagines that you yell racial slurs at the gay boys that are over 18 that you have relations with in your sauna. That's what that tweet seems to mean.
Bye, Ben's girlfriend! She's mad, too. Because Ben made her slice up some fish, some gefilte fish or something over there. Why'd you do that, Ben? Have her come over here and slice your gefilte fish.
They're making this sound weird.
It is weird.
Why don't you defend your sauna accusations?
I'll defend it. I don't make racial accusations against no one. I fuck the spectrum, maybe. All the different types of people.
Oh, I thought that was an autism joke.
No, I would never make fun of autistic people. You're disgusting. You should be shot in the head.
Listen,
you're never going to... Let me tell you something. You're never going to be able to host any good show, daily show, or anything else after making these comments about autistic people on this podcast.
And I'm on the spectrum,
I'm going to make sure that this is held for many years to come. When you try to get a job somewhere, and I'm going to bring it up, that you make fun of autistic people. How dare you, sick animal?
The day I'm up for a major TV show is the day I delete all these podcasts from iTunes.
Well, first of all, I don't think you'll ever be up for any major anything.
Would you have sex with an autistic guy?
No.
What?
I'm not into that.
Well, they're normal people, Bobby. No, they're just good at train schedules.
No, they're not. No, they're not. And only 10% are savants that would be good at train schedules. And the reason for that is because they look at things by the little parts. We look at the whole. They look at a picture. That's why they can...
The components.
They can look at a jar of jelly beans and count it all. And you couldn't. Because they can look at those small little things. You don't see that. But then again, you can because you're a fucking savant there. Retarded fuck.
I think that's the nicest thing he's ever said to me.
This is a very odd compliment.
But you don't have people skills, I'll tell you that.
Right. I'm on the spectrum.
Right. You say a lot of nasty things to Bobby Haha.
You're not a person, Bobby.
You have bad people skills. You can't say someone's not a person.
Person, right. You see?
I'm a
corporation. I don't fuck.
Any final thoughts or promotions, Robert Puncher?
No.
any upcoming shows the people should see you at? Any Twitter handles?
I'm going to Europe next month, dude. I'm going to do...
the big gay festival there.
Yeah,
in Germany.
Big gay festival in Amsterdam and in London. I'm going to do a few shows. And I'm doing a show in my hometown, Butler, Pennsylvania, over Memorial Day weekend. So for all your listeners in Butler, Pennsylvania, they should come out to the Butler Little Theater May 23rd and 24th.
Is it called the Butler Little Theater?
Yeah, it's the name of it.
It sounds like your hometown has a confidence problem.
It's such a tiny town. It's adorable, man.
The
it's
Butler like, Little Theater. Butler it little couldn't theater. Just be the Butler. Is there a Butler Theater as well or no?
No. We're just not ambitious enough.
That's just kind of sad, you know what I mean? Just the Butler Little Theater.
Where's that, Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
And what's your Twitter handle?
At Robert Puncher, Robert Puncher.
All right. Bobby, any final thoughts or apologies to our listeners for things?
I don't have to apologize. I didn't say anything wrong. I'm not you, Ben. You should apologize to listeners because all listeners are good people out there.
Our listeners are good people. We thank you for listening. For comedian Bobby Haha, comedian Robert Puncher, I'm comedian Ben Rosenfeld. We'll see you next week.